Maitzah Shir Tuesday night, or Liutes Adar Aleph, Leiloi Nishmas.
My mother, Chana Rachel Bas Elazar HaKoyen.
Leiloi Nishmas Chana Rachel Bas Elazar HaKoyen. And one of our Kavua Dika. No,
he's not a member of these two.
He doesn't come to the Schmeitzer Shir. He's not a Kavua Dika member of the Schmeitzer Shir. Okay, Schmeitzer Vov, we're going to go over Perikhof again. We're going to, start at the beginning of Perikhof again. Kotab Chumitzadesh and Deirechel Nusayeh Apoitim Mishvua. That's what many Rishonim hold. The Arisa, of course, and Eidechel is Machayev Shvuah. It's a funny thing, by the way. I always felt it very interesting that Eidechel is Machayev Shvuah. We believe him to the degree, I don't know, it's like a funny, Eidechel is not Neman, let's say by moments. But he really is Neman. Machayev Shvuah means he has a certain degree of Nemanus, even by Mominus. That's what it means. Enough to create a Suffolk. L'chayev, every Shvuah that's with the Araisa, the Torah is saying that a Suffolk has been created in Lamdus. L'chayev Shvuah is not, well, we could have said stand on your head for a half hour, and we could have said that you have to run around the block 10 times. Instead, we decided you should swear. It's not like that. It means a suffix has been created, and even though you're the muhzuk, and we're not saying mom and a suffix holkin, for whatever reason, unless we pass like a chavim, or it's mechavel maraya, or it's not that kind of a suffix, it's not a drawer in the mamono, but enough of a, it is a nemonus, like they, that one is nemon. There's enough of a doubt that's been created that we demand that you swear to clarify that doubt. And if you don't want to swear, you have to pay. Like, that's how much doubt has been created. Okay, you could say that as a hakira. What? You heard of the dimitosh and yochalish ba mishale, right? Okay. That's a shiloh and a posik and a din. The din that if you have to swear and you don't swear, you have to pay, is not the din mitosh and yochalish ba mishale. This everybody is moided to, and it doesn't need a pasuk. It's just included in the chi of shvuah. It's not a knas. Where Chazal get it from? You have to swear. If you don't swear, you have to pray. Why? It's not fair. It's not a knas. That's, it really shows you how much we are mesupik, how much we are considering that you taka owe the money, that okay, like, we'll demand that you swear to clarify that you don't, or at least to clarify to some degree that you don't, and if you don't want to clarify it, then, you know, you have to pay. That's how much we think. It's really a tremendous din.
We have to trust him. Since he's we only have
to that's true. I don't know why you said it, but it's true. It's true. Yeah, it's certainly true what you said. Yes. He also has to be wearing a yarmulke to probably swear. Got that? He has to be wearing a yarmulke when he swears. Okay, but I just wanted to get that also. You know, once we're saying things, we might as well make the list complete. It's terrible.
But I'm a comedy, so Rob's supposed to give it something.
Yeah, but you're hopeless. In other words, if you'd be learning not to say non sequiturs, then there would be an inyan chinuch involved that I'm teaching you. But you don't learn. Like, you keep on spitting them out. So, it's really... So it's like also to do what I do. One day I'm going to sit down with you and figure out. Why was that relevant?
Why? Because I have the rabbi saying.
No, it's true. Of course, you don't swear unless you're not chosen to swear.
But I have the rabbi's point. When you think about it, you look how much a machshiv, you know, an eight o'clock is not eight. Look how much a machshiv that an 8 o'clock at the end of the day is going to be.
I'm amazed that we make him pay if he doesn't want to swear. It's not a knas. It's not even a din. You see, mitosh ani yochel lishmah mishalem means you can swear. And it's a posuk. You learn that from a posuk. And it's not everybody holds on mitosh ani yochel lishmah mishalem. But the din that if you have a chi of shvua and you don't swear, you have to pay. That's a svara, and it's muskum on anyone. Which means that every time there's a chiyah shvua diarai, so there's three cases. Vayidik mikzas, eid echad, and shvua sashayim. I don't know, I mean, I guess if we learn about mitzia be'iyun, you really have to delve into this. Enough of a doubt has been created that if you refuse to swear, we'll make you pay, even though you're a muksuk, and we have no raya. Like, it's such a... What happened to Abayi Mechavel of Araya? What happened to Abayi Mechavel of Araya? Unless you look at it as a knas, but it's a svara, not a posuk. In other words, we are saying in svara that every time the Torah says a person has to swear, embedded in that is that if you don't swear, well, then you're going to have to pay. Why? Why? That's such a pella. It flies in the face of a bunch of Mechavel of Araya.
The Torah says you have to swear.
We make it, and if you don't want to swear, I don't know. I hear. Are you suggesting that his payment is there for a knas? Or, I'm saying, since it's a svara, and it's not a puzzle, and everybody's molded to it, to me that means that almost the definition of having to swear means there's enough of a doubt, of a sad, that you owe the money, but we're going to demand you swear, and embedded in that is, and if you don't swear, well then you're going to have to pay. But, which is appellate to me, I mean, today, that means, if the guy refuses to swear, the guy refused to swear. Was an Eidechad Motzi Mordet? I'm asking a question of myself. Maybe it's not the time to go into it. If a guy refuses to swear but made him a mixus, yeah? So what happened to Amadjim Chavel of Araya? Why should he have to pay? What happened to Amadjim Chavel of Araya? So you're saying we have no other shtekin. We have no other stick to get him to swear. So that's, to me, that's like a knas. Okay, it's not a knas, but it's a way to, it's like that's our pressure to get him to swear. Because we can't, because if a guy owes money and he doesn't want to pay, so Bezdin takes his money, right? Bezdin takes away his money, and they make him pay. Saying, how can we force a guy to swear? We can't force him to swear.
And the Torah's Machada said, in these three instances, we do not say, Hamotz Mechavel of Araya.
Yeah, that's like, it's
strange.
It's strange, it's a tremendous chiddush. Especially at Eid Echad, where not only is it flying in the face of Amos Mechavel of Araya, it's flying in the face of Lo Yokum Eid Echad Be'ish, the Chaloyman of the Chalchatos. Like,
he's not
Mechayev
anymore.
Unless he's right, that really it's only enough of a doubt to demand the guy swear. But somewhere along the line, there's a svara that having to swear has to carry some sort of threat. It is like a knas, maybe. But it's a pelag, like mitoch shen yochalish b'mishalem is a posuk, because there you can't swear. You can't. Even though when you say mitoch chamshin yadana v'chamshin lo yadana, that's like your classic case of mitoch. You are moedim a mikzus, but you can't swear on the 50 that you denied, because you didn't really deny it. You said any yodeya v'chamshin yadana v'chamshin lo yadana. So, like, why is that called mitoch sheni yochol lishma mishalim? I mean, he's saying he doesn't know. I mean, okay, it must be that a mohol darba mitzvah really creates a serious doubt on the other 50. I guess.
I was trying to say that the
few
of
the
limited
numbers,
not all the time.
Yeah, we know. Okay, there are three
Shvuah Dereises. I said it, but there are only cases where the person, the kosher Jew, if someone's kashi on mamon, can't take a Shvuah.
It's so true.
Right. So I'm just saying, so it's not like all the time, at 8 o'clock, and always Machiah of anybody money.
That guy that's kosher, he has to pay. I don't know. Stop. The guy's chashan al hashvua, and we don't let him swear because machlokas rishonim. Some rishonim hold he doesn't pay because we're not letting him swear. He wants to swear. He's like, why should I pay? Because you're not letting me swear. That's not fair. And other rishonim say, I believe it's machlokas rishonim in Tosfos of Bava Metzia, the beginning of Bava Metzia, like daf dalet, daf hey. I think Tosfos calls it mitoch. Whether by choshed you say mitoch. My younger years are coming back to me. There's a ketzais on this inyan. What?
Here's the Yankus.
Yeah, that's about all it is. Ay. Okay. So anyway, an eidechot can make you swear. And some rishonim hold an eidechot could pater you from swearing. So again, like, I guess maybe it's totally in the Shmaitzah, which we're not going to have time to learn tonight. In other words, an Eid Echad, you have to swear and clarify a certain degree of doubt that has crept in. So these are showing the mold. If you're an Eid Echad, if you have an Eid Echad helping you, it takes care, like, it's the equivalent of the Shvuah. An Eid Echad saying like you. Again, he's not Nemo. He's only an Eid Echad, and we're talking about Mominus. But he is. He's Nemo enough to be Mechayev Shvuah, and according to some Yishayim, to Pati of Meshvuah. Like, he has a certain degree of Nemonus. It's not like he's nothing. Okay. So that's really, a lot of this pairing is about really that, although the Shmaitzah doesn't speak out the longness of it, but a lot of what the Shmaitzah is going to talk about is really dependent on the longness of it. Because you say, Kalmokim Shemina Torah Reicha, right? That's going to develop into a Shailah, to Machlag Yashach and Shmaitzah. Do you say on an Einecha that's Machayev, or perhaps Patas from a Shua, do you say, Komokum Shemina Torah Einecha, Larin Kanshnayim? Do you apply that rule? Okay, Kotu Betrumus Adeshin, the Einecha Messiah Yapotu Meshua, Philip Amoidim Mikras, Meshua Zashem, and Einecha Makishim. His main point is that, in other words, what the Trumus Adeshin is saying is, he's not dealing with the Eid Echad B'Hakchosha angle. That's going to be the Shach's Kasha. The Shach's Kasha is going to be, why does the Eid Echad have any standing if he's being Mukhash by a different Eid Echad? So they should cancel each other out, so to speak. But his point is that the Koach of an Eid Echad, the Pata from a Shvuah, right, is against every onslaught of Chiyuv Shvuah, even if they come together. It doesn't matter. The Eid Echad bravely patters you from a Shvuah, no matter what the onslaught of Chiyuv Shvuah is, even if it's another Eid Echad. So that's like an innocent remark, but the Shach says, wait a second, we have a problem here. Maybe in theory you're right, that the Eid Echad patters from a Shvuah even against an onslaught of Chiyuvei Shvuah, but punkt, one of the Chiyuvei Shvuah is an Eid Echad that's Makrishim, so that unfortunately should have the effect of canceling out the Eid HaMisayeya. So in Echonami, like theoretically the Trumas Adesh is right, that the Eid Echad patters from a Shvuah no matter what the Mechayev is, but since one of the Mechayevim is an Eid Echad, asks the Shach, so then The Erechot Bakosha should be like penciled out of the equation. Uveshach Masig Al Dvorov Zelishono. The whole Dvorov Lonus Chavru Etzli, Elanira Dukichad Lahadit Kabichad, the Salak Edusin Commander Lasso, and therefore in the case at bar, he would have to swear for being a Mikhtas, a Shulas Hashraimin, or whatever the case is. The Chayav Shul Diraisim, Mishim Shulas Hashraimin, Oim Mishim Oidim Mikhtas, Bechul. Okay? Then the Shach says, the old Nira, guess what? The Gam Bishnei Kitei Edim, Hamakhishim Zuazu, I should, the Gam Bishnei Kitei Edim, not only if it's one against one, but even if it's two cat of Edim that are makhish each other, I'm reading Salik Edusan command the lesson. The Shach says pretty much as beferish as things could get, that Trey is what's called command the lesson. The Iavichi of Shvur, the Araisa below Edusan, the Iavichi of Edusan, what? I have two Edom saying like me. How can you make me swear? So Shvuah Levatola. No, because they cancel each other out. So command the lesson. Okay. Still the Shach talking. The Hechadin is Chayav Tchila Shvuah D'Araisa. The Shach makes another point, that if there was already a psak, a filu bo eda masayeya akash apostoloi habbeis in shvua diaraisa, nere de mekomukum meda masayeya potro. Now it's not so clear what the Shach means by this, the Shvaitzer will discuss it. Does he mean al sedin of eda masayeya poitim in a shvua? Or does he mean that in this case also this aid cancels out the aid hamachai? So the Shmaitz is going to discuss what the Shach means. The Chol Shelo Nasa Maisal Piv, Avol Bishabol Zeh Chazeh Kabol Kabasachas Domi, and then they do cancel each other out. If you're Shrashi beside the Berg, Mishakini, Vitais, Visham, the Chemitais, the Creases, the Berg, Omer, Loy, Sharm, Kaimus, Loy, Mash, McCain, El, Kol, Shabo, Bazal, Chazer, Avogad, the Loy, Nas, and Mysal, Pi, Harishon. I'm reading the Harishon, Avogad, Katrevi, and Tor, Shalech, Shalchain, Shukhad, Klum, Kneget, Shnayim. So that would be not like, so that would say that an Eid HaMasayaya is given no standing if he comes after the Eid HaMachayiv. Right. Mikomogomnira says the Shach, still in the Shach. To Rashi Batoisa Shomloi Mairi, Elohecha Sharisha Nemun Katrei Velo Asheni. When the Marshal to say Mace Bailo, you have a special Nemonis. The Eid that says Lo Mace, I brought something for you. So if you go to the office door, which is locked, and you look in the there's like a nook where there's a gap between the end of the door and the wall, you'll see it sitting in that gap. Okay. Like to say mace, you're Nemon. If you say low mace, you have no special Nemonus. So that's when you say, if it's Bozal Chazeh, even before it was Kapaskat, like the first aid, but you say, Kamokum Shemina Torah, Erechai Ken Shnayim. But that's only if the first one has a special Nemonus and the second one doesn't. Kagan Gabi Soita, the Goli Long Kro, the Eidoim and Nitmes, Nemon Kishnayim, the Goli Kro, the Eidoim and Loy Nitmes, Nemon Kishnayim, the Chembushar Duchti, the Toys, the Pois, Gemari, Bechei Gavda, and around the Shitosa Yazel, the Srilay Deida Messiah, ain't a point to Mishwur, the Araisa. There's no such din. It can only be outside Echad Bakosha. But that you don't say if it's Zachar Zeh, because the first one has a special name on us, and the second one doesn't. Avol had he done the Kaimelon. Lachi Yitzchak Lutam, the Nazimai Salpiv, And then the Shach says, and then maybe not even. Aval didon, the kaimelon eid hamasayeh and nami neman midioraisa, kamoho eid hamachayev. So then, you don't say in such a case, ein dvarav shalach b'makom shnayim, because the second one's also a yachsin. The second one also has a special din to be believed. Aval eik a trei l'gabei trei, ein chilek bein bo b'vasachas bein bo b'zeach hazeh. And the second one also has a nem on us. Ella, so what is the case? B'chol inyan, they cancel each other out. That's what the Shach holds. Okay, sadi l'gabi sadi, v'sadi k'edu se k'man de lesa. The nearer, one more point the Shach makes, du ad dinipcha, that, hey, if the Eidim say, yeah, came first, same thing. Eichah shechotru, beizdin, lachar, le'echod, v'shameidam say, yeah. Lachar kach bo, e'echod v'kisho, because they cancel each other out. By the first state, I'll be an echad that came first. You don't say that again. The shiny hosam in all those cases. The sadek kama. Mehem and Katrei, Velo Sahad the Basra. Avaloch Achsad the Basra, Linyan Shvua, Mehem and Kabo Achsad the Kama. So he's just as believed. Kane Yerli Bar Medina Malolo, Ad Kal Nishono, and we will pause here and come back to this. Tomorrow night I'm not going to be, I just realized. I'm downstairs in Kenneth. No Shia tomorrow night. There's a, I mean, not only am I speaking, but I would like to believe that even if I wasn't speaking, I would also go. Speaking, yeah. There'll be some Tillum said, and whatever. It's 8:30 to 9:30.
Can I add a name? Probably.